Finn Harps, live in Highland in association with BNS Credit Union Ballybuffet, whose back-to-school loan is here to help with those back-to-school costs. Visit bnscu.ie or free phone 1800 290 390. BNS Credit Union Limited is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Indeed, as I say, almost a wrap-up, I think, at this stage. But, John, every time we were talking to you, it was 1-0. Is that the way they ended up, or...?
That's exactly how it finished. You'll probably hear in the background the We Are the Champions being played, because of course Galway United won the First Division title on Friday night last, but they were given a scare at the very, very end. A free corner kick that was driven in by Flood was cleared off the line by Evan O'Connor, and it could have finished 1-1. The goal coming in the 40th minute, it was Wasim who ran down the right wing, sent the cross. Stephen Walsh got his foot to it, but unfortunately it wasn't him who turned it into the net. It had taken a touch off Jamie Watson on its way to the Galway United striker, and that's the way it was at half time. Galway United leading by 1-0. There were a couple of half chances in the second half, one or two of Noah Wunning. Patrick Ferry had one in the 16th minute, and obviously Billy Banda had a very good shot in the 41st minute, but it was saved by Brendan Clark. United will wonder how they didn't get more than one goal. Some good solid defending and also solid goalkeeping from Antonio Tuta kept them at bay, but it was Galway United who are celebrating tonight. Of course, they are the league winners, and for Finn Harps, it's a new journey under their head coach, Darren Murphy, who was in charge of them tonight. We'll see how they go from here, but there were some very good individual performances nonetheless. Kevin Jordan, definitely unlucky. Stephen Doherty played well. Billy Banda came into it in the second half. And then in the second half as well, you had Daniel Stokoe coming into the game, as did Aaron McLaughlin and Max Hutchinson. All tried their bit, but they just came up against the Galway United team, who are still on a high after Friday night, and just that little bit too strong. The final score here at Imendici Park, a win for the home side. Galway United, they beat Finn Harps by 1-0.